temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So JFS is working with the City of New York to provide supportive services, housing, and case management to 539 individuals who have been living in hotels here in Western New York, as a opportunity to help them become integrated into our community and become active and contributing members of Western New York.
Where are they going to live, not the hotel?
Individuals will be placed into appropriate housing for family units.
Oh, rent apartments, things like that?
Yes, the intent is to rent apartments throughout Western New York, yes.
Throughout Western New York?
Yes.
Okay. Are you limited to where in Western New York you can, you only have so much money to go around, and you might be able to get an apartment cheaper in some places or another. So are you kind of limited in where you can place individuals and their families?
So we're not limited in regards to geographics, other than we want to make sure people are able to access public transportation and be able to, you know, engage in our community by getting around via public transportation. So our priority will be looking on routes that are walking distance to public transport.
Senator, when it comes to money, how much is this program going to cost, and where is the money coming from?
So it's going to be a $22 million program funded by the City of New York. New York City is already spending more than that to keep people in hotels. So they're going to transition their funding away from paying an organization called DocGo, and they're going to move that instead into contracting with Jewish Family Services. So as opposed to paying that private company money to put people in hotels at a cost of $50,000 per year just for the hotel room for one person, they're going to transition that into a full range of services to allow people to live in the private economy throughout Western New York. And it'll be mostly, you know, driven by the folks. If they like to live where they live now, that they're going to probably try to continue there. If they want to move somebody else, anywhere else, they can move somewhere else. So it'll be giving an option to folks, as opposed to saying, you know, here's where you have to live.
So $22 million pays for 539 people to get out of hotels and into homes, and pays their bills, their food, legal services for their eventual joint transportation,
translation, job coaching,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
So is any part of this money being spent to bring more of them here?
No, right now it's a program just designed to, you know, move people from hotels. We're hoping it can serve to be a model that New York City can then pick this program up, because they have people similarly situated in hotels in Syracuse and Albany, in the Hudson Valley, and everybody recognizes that parking people in
hotels.
No, not probably not here, because if you're living in Syracuse and you were able to resettle, you would probably resettle where you've been living for the last year. I guess it's theoretical that people could leave Buffalo also.
John, when is DocGo out and Jewish Family Services in this area transition plan to go from the one organization to the
Yeah, it's their .go being out or in is it's somewhat non-binary.
So I do want to clarify on the funds that are being used, the majority of which are for direct assistance that cover the cost of housing, food, other supplemental needs for the individuals, and then to cover the cost of delivery of service, case management, legal services, all of those different pieces. This program, I'm being very clear, is only for those individuals who are currently housed in the hotels, the 539 individuals. Nobody else will be admitted into this program. It is not open. It's not a general population program. It is specifically targeted for the individuals in the hotels. The transition of services will happen sometime over the summer. .go will continue to provide supplemental services at the hotel while individuals are staying there. However, once we take them in and have them sign into our program, which is of course voluntary, nothing is forced, we will then start the process of case management and transitioning them fully into our program from .go's care.
Was there something that .go was doing or not doing that was keeping people in the hotels, and are there things that you believe you can do better?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of .go, but I can say that what we're proposing is based on already existing time-proven models of work with refugee populations. So we're utilizing our expertise in this area. Jewish Family Services has been providing resettlement services since the end of World War II. We've been a formal partner in the refugee resettlement program since the 1980 Refugee Act was passed. We have extremely large staff capacity and knowledge and expertise in this area, along with our partners in the community who will be working with us.
Senator, you mentioned this got off to a chaotic start a year ago. What were some of the biggest challenges there, and how will this change, in your opinion, help?
Sure. I mean, like, it's clear New York City was facing a crisis. At some point last summer, governor of Texas decided just to put people on buses and drop them off in New York City. So, they had a chaotic response. Part of that chaotic response was putting people in buses in New York City and driving them to Buffalo and other upstate cities. So, you could say that was probably a pressure release valve, but they didn't really think through what's going to happen the month after you put people in a hotel. And so this is going to be a coordinated program where we've thought through how you integrate families into Buffalo in Western New York. So one was a chaotic program that was really designed to provide minimal housing services and not much else. And this is going to be a complete program that offers the full range of services.
These are individuals who came from our southern border, who came throughout the southern border. But are they people who came from all over the world? I mean, I'm asking who these people are.
Yeah, so a majority of them did cross through the southern border, but other individuals arrived in New York City through other means, through other entry points. The population is extremely diverse. We have people representing pretty much every continent outside of Antarctica. There are people who speak Swahili. There are individuals who speak Spanish, which is one of the larger populations, but it is extremely diverse, and these are all individuals who have individual needs. Yeah, we do have a target. Our goal is to have everybody moved within 9 months, but it could take up to a year, depending on individual situations.
Senator Ryan, if the hotels are empty, doesn't that just, are the hoteliers or owners allow them to bring more people into New York City? And then you have
New York City's not doing any out of New York City relocation programs anymore. They stopped that several months ago. No, because as soon as, remember, they're partnering with the city, not the state, but as soon as the people started showing up in hotels, the refugee resettlement groups and other people interested in dealing with new Americans, everybody was at the table right away, seeking solutions, recognizing this wasn't a good idea. And as these conversations you know, transpired, and you know, we realized we were no longer dealing with a growing population, but the problem we were trying to solve was people inappropriately placed in hotels and getting them out into the community. Then JFS stepped up to say, well, we can take on this chunk of that of this. So, you know, applause to JFS for sticking with this for so long. Because remember, last summer, we didn't know really how this was going to end up. We didn't know if more people were coming. We didn't know if the people who came here were going to stay here. So things were swirling around. But, you know, by the fall, it sort of settled into, you know, we know what's happening. You know, we essentially, you know, have people that New York City set up in Buffalo through this private contractor. And in many ways, they were stranded here. And so we have to make the best of that situation. And through a lot of meetings and a lot of thought, we came up with this coordinated program, which is going to be a really good boon for Western New York and certainly the folks living in really bad conditions in hotels right now.
Is this a done deal, or is there anything left to be done, signed off on? I know, you know, we're saying the intent, but is it official?
We have an understanding, but the lawyers are still going through the big contract. So I'm confident that, you know, we're on our way to a contract. We all have a handshake agreement on this, so we feel pretty good about it.
Are you part of any plan to bring more migrants in from New York City?
No, there's no plans anymore to take any of the migrants who are living in New York City out of New York City. New York City, you know, they stopped even the thought of that, you know, months and months ago. So right now, New York's trying to house people in New York City, but we're left with the people who are stranded in their earlier programs in hotels, you know, throughout upstate New York. And I really hope that New York City moves quickly in other regions to get people out of hotels and into the economy.
Of course, those folks are free to come here if they like. We like Buffalo.
People come here all the time. As they say, we have a million people living here. Hundreds move in and out. Every month, people are coming and going.
What are you doing, Senator, to make sure that the people who are coming here are vetted and don't pose any public safety risk?
New York State doesn't have a role in that. That's a federal program. No one's coming to Western New York under the old system of New York City sending people somewhere else. So, if you had a fear about that, you know that it's solved by the fact that it's not happening anymore.
Yeah, I want to reiterate our gratitude to all the agencies that have been working with this population. JFS has been working as a subcontractor to Jericho Road, who has been providing critical services. We will be continuing to work very closely with them and the other partners in the Refugee Partnership throughout this process.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.